We're joined in our studio now by our political reporter, Sandra Hurley. Sandra, it would seem on the basis of what we heard from Councillor Foley there that it will be difficult, won't it, for any candidate to get a nomination through the local authority route?
Yes, it's going to be immensely difficult because you can see now that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are moving to lock down this route to nomination for independence. And Fine Gael, as you've been talking about there, have explicitly told their councillors to oppose any nomination that comes to a vote before the council. I understand that Fianna Fáil is going to issue a similar instruction when the National Executive meets on Tuesday night. And we heard yesterday from the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers. He was asked about this and he said that even before the instruction is issued, that he would expect Fianna Fáil councillors to support their own people. And yes, of course, you could have some people not abiding by that, not obeying the party line, but it would really take a huge level of defections for independence to get through. And candidates, yes, are saying that they're not impressed, that this is not democratic. We've heard criticism from Aonthu and Independent Ireland, but this is a political reality. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have their own people in the race, and they are going to make it very difficult for others to gain any sort of foothold here.
The race itself will have three candidates by next week. Independent Catherine Connolly, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys, they're already in the race, and it'll be either Jim Gavin or Billy Kelleher from Fianna Fáil. Is there there is an opinion poll in the Sunday Independent today showing that it could be a very tight presidential contest?
Yes, so the Sunday Independent put various ballot papers with different names on them in front of a number of respondents. And you'd have to say, first of all, that we are 6.5 weeks out from the vote, so the campaign hasn't kicked off properly. But what they found was that it's all to play for, really, that all the declared candidates so far are bunched together on very similar numbers, so it's pretty open at this point, but clearly the voters haven't really concentrated on the campaign just yet. I think there are some interesting findings, though, when you look at the breakdowns. It illustrates some of the strengths and weaknesses of the candidates. So for Heather Humphreys, they found that she is stronger in Connacht and Ulster, not so strong in Dublin. That's a problem because the huge number of people who live here, and she's stronger again with older voters. For the Fianna Fáil potential candidate, Jim Gavin, they found, as you'd expect, he's doing well in Dublin and doing well with middle-aged men, but less well with women. And for Catherine Connolly, she does best with younger voters and women. So I think there's a lot of food for thought there for the various campaigns.
Interesting in that poll as well that 50% of people in Munster were said they were undecided, and that might be might point to the fact that there isn't a Munster candidate at the moment in this race. So an interesting one there. Now, there's also a story in the Sunday Times today about the Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys and her intervention in relation to an animal cruelty case involving a farmer in her constituency in 2020. What new details are being reported today?
Yes, well, this concerns an animal cruelty case against a Monaghan farmer, Brian Wright. That case was dropped in 2020. Now, it had already been revealed some time ago that Heather Humphreys had received a letter from a family member of the farmer. She passed the letter on to the Department of Agriculture. Now, what's new today is the Sunday Times is reporting new comments from a former Department of Agriculture official, Kieran Devlin. He is a retired veterinary inspector, and he says he believes that it was the intervention by Heather Humphreys that prompted the collapse of the investigation. Now, we've had a response from a spokesperson for Heather Humphreys. They say that the Department of Agriculture itself has already confirmed that no representations were made in relation to this case, and that the Secretary General of that department clearly stated at a public accounts committee that no representation whatsoever was made in relation to that case. And looking back at some of the transcript of that public accounts committee hearing in 2020, the Secretary General, Brendan Gleeson, was asked specifically about this case. And he said that he couldn't comment on individual cases, but speaking generally, he gave an insight into the decision-making around cases like this. He said that animal welfare cases can also be human welfare cases. And sometimes he said there are complex situations and that they try to work with families. Heather Humphreys herself was asked about this in an interview on the News at One this week, and she repeated that line that the Department of Agriculture concluded that there was no political interference, and she added that she abhorred animal cruelty. But I think all of this illustrates once again for candidates that everything in your life can come back and can resurface and can be relitigated during a campaign.
All right, and we will hear from the Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, on this matter later in the programme. For now, Sandra Hurley, thank you very much. After the break, we will be speaking with Martin Hayden.